Hello, it's the 28th of March. It's about 8:10 PM. Yeah, I've noticed as well, when we're doing our audio booze, it's given me 10 minutes as well. Yep, I could do with that as well. Makes it a lot easier to say what you want to say. Because I noticed everybody's talking about it. Well, today I went into the Glasgow Fort shopping centre again. I thought I wouldn't like it because I didn't on Tuesday. But then Tuesday, we didn't have a lot of time. I spent hours in it today. This was with Neighbourhood Networks, who I do activities with. It's a group for, well, disabled people. All different disabilities. I got soaked yesterday. I was out practicing the route for college and I got soaked. Soaking wet with hailstones. Yeah, hailstones. And, well, I don't know what's wrong with me. You know, some, it's like migraines, cold, flu, I don't know. I took some codeine, paracetamol and codeine. But there's none left now. It makes you sleep. That's one thing about codeine, makes you sleep. It doesn't work for everybody. Some people can't take it at all. But I don't know what's going on with me since last September. Always had chest infections, colds, flu, just about everything. And it's not like me. I think I was a wee girl again. But it's obviously been a bad winter for, because it's happening to everybody, I think. Yeah. Well, I had some days off college. Supposed to anyway, I'm off anyway Thursday and Friday. Hopefully I can go back on Monday because I really don't like taking days off. I don't. I really don't. But, as I said, I liked the shopping in the Glasgow Fort, but I didn't like looking at the clothes, but the others, some of the others did that. I like things like there's a Thornton shop, chocolate, and the Body Shop. That's what I like doing. And we got a dinner, or lunch, I should say, for £10. Yeah, £10. It's a deal thing. You can have as much to drink as you like. And eat, drink, and have an ice cream. All for £10. Yeah. So, that was nice.
Pause recording button. Pause recording button.
A good thing is one of my friends, she's invited me to her house now. She lives in Bayliston, which I'm not quite sure where it is, but apparently it's not far. It's not too far from here, it's just up the road a bit. Need to get a bus. No, I'm not very good on public transport, especially on my own. Oh no. But I've got an app on my phone. It's called Bus Checker. And I couldn't set it up to alert me when I'm at the stop that I want. I just need to know the name of the stop. They don't have the talking buses yet in Scotland. No, they don't. I wish they would. I think they're working on it, the guide dogs. But I've heard somebody on Audioboo, I think it's in London, the talking buses, and it sounds really good. It does. It would make such a difference. Not just to blind people, but anyone that's not used to the area, or somebody that's new to the area, or tourists, things like that. They do it on trains here, but not on buses yet, but guide dogs are campaigning for it. So maybe in a couple of weeks I'll go to my friend's house. In a couple of weeks, and we can have a drink and a meal together. That's one of my friends at college. We're going to try and meet up, you know, outside of college, which will be a good thing. She's more independent than me. I mean, she's got her sight, other problems. But my mum says, oh, she's a bad influence. Well, she can be. Yeah. But she's classed as an independent traveller. And, well, it'll be nice to do it. So I can meet up with my friends, because they don't just come from Cote Bridge. Some are in Bayliston, Bergady, which apparently isn't far, but I'm not sure where those places are. I'm falling asleep here, I think. Oh, I'll watch a Grand Prix on Sunday. The Malaysian Grand Prix, I think. Well, it's the second one of the season, anyway. Anyway, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
42. Pause recording.